Chayv Salvavus. Wednesday night. Shari Yichud Amaiso Chayv Salvavus Perek Hamishi. He says he gets you involved. The Yetzirah gets you involved in this world. And once you're involved in this world, page Kufayne. Once you're involved in this world, so he ropes you in because you do have to be involved in this world for things you need. Then he slowly expands the definition of what you need. And then he says, you know, you want to be comfortable, you don't want to live a narrow-minded, but some dick a life, you want to enjoy. He'll even tell you Chazal that you're going to have to also litin asadin. He'll tell you the story of Shamshon of Al-Hirsch with the Alps. So you'll have to go to the Alps this summer. And the Chabi Volenus HaTanugos, line 3, the Hisadnus, the Hakina Bamalochim, then you start wanting what you see the other person have. Uvashalitim, Uvashar Sehem. Kidele Hisdamos Lahem, you want to be ritual, so you want to have an upper class lifestyle. You want to live it up. Linog Gayam, you want to live like them. They have a box season tickets, seasonal box seat tickets to the Ranger games. You want to have it too. The Lechas B'Darchei B'Dvishos Tanugos. So he ropes you in first that you're involved in Olam Hazeh, and that becomes the focus of your life, which is to have things. Like we said yesterday, Shane Woody Allen, whoever has the most toys at the end of your life wins. Then he describes like the further what the Yetzer does further. So he sees he has you now, now you're involved in comfort, you know, but it's still like rational. You're involved in a nice house, in nice clothing, in those things. So then he tugs you even further. Yom Malon Adivri Hamashorer, V'chasheyiyu Anafoshos Gedolos, Yigu B'mila Ritonim Hagufos. He says, you know, now you have to, you know, once you're doing this, so it doesn't make sense. You're gonna be like a Haredi Jew, you know, your new friends are going to look at you that you're narrow-minded, that you're a parasite, that you're this, that you're that. You have to now expand your life. You have to become more cultural. You have to maybe have a degree from a proper university. You're up there with the upper classes. Yachsov chasov zroacha ato hapesi v'amitz kochacha. Gird yourself, Toeb Bishoris, this Olam, Pavodas Hanoshav. These are your friends, these are your pals. You have to keep up your image. You don't want them to think badly of you. You don't want them to think that you're fashlept, that you're a nerd, that you're not cool. Ulay Tagia Lamashu Mishifos Chabo. So you have to like work at befriending them and being their friends. Maybe you'll rise in their estimation. Once he has you focused on Olam Hazeh, then he makes the case that it's a waste of time to do anything. You're in this world and you don't want to be a failure, you want to be a success. So you cut off ties with the other world, slowly, he draws you in and you make yourself a success in this world. Maybe you could still do mitzvahs and do things that are spiritual to the degree that they'll help you in Olam Hazeh. You'll have a good social circle, you'll have a good good networking. You know, the network, maybe you'll meet some rich Belgian Jews, you'll be able to make a lot of money from the Belgian. Belgian Jews are very rich. Then you'll become a knacker, everybody will like you. What good is it going to do you if you learn another Tosfos? Not going to do you any good in the real world out there. You have to be up on the news and on the blogs and on the whatever's doing, the current events, or in the gossip column. You want to be cool. In your new circle of people, you don't want to look like you're not a man of the world. This is Tratsa Boy till Nechbade, Anjez Manecha, Kigoin Sarum, Fakin Mishtora, Yeshofet till Balmaila. And now you have to be educated also. So you have to know current events, and you have to know what's going on the blogs. And then you have to, maybe you should become cultural, he talks about now. I speak 11 languages. Right? People take pride that they speak many languages. I have musical talent. I know how to arrange. I know the notes, the system, you know, the Yesodos HaDikduk, the Hapiut, the poetry, very beautiful poetry. A cultured individual. Umivchar HaSipurim. Umifloy Hamasholim and Udire Hamasols, the Hasmoda Bemoshvi Anshe Hatzachus, whatever that is, people who, who band together, they talk politics. In the European countries, they used to go to the parlor, right, and they used to sip liquor, go to the men's club, and smoke cigars, right, and talk about the world, politics, who did what, to whom. Ulamidus has darbus and kolsugmi sugabinayodom. Ulamidus chochos mahalchei akochovim. Start learning astrology. Abi, you're not learning Torah. Abi, you're not learning what you're supposed to do. You're not thinking about Hashem. You're not thinking about the real purpose that seems left behind in the dust. You go to, again, the Chavilovus is 100 years before Rashi. Nowadays, he would talk about you have to get an education, and you have to be cultured, and then you have to be able to discuss with familiarity who won the Super Bowl game, and what's the batting average of the top five players in the National League. And I'm not, you say, this is what happened, and you get caught up, and then you're stuck. These are your friends, this is your social circles now. You're married, your wife got used to going around in these circles, and now, you want to chuck it all, and you want to, struggle over learning, and it doesn't have the same fascination, it doesn't have the same excitement. You're competing with, the Torah has to compete with very alluring things, right? Torah is not as geschmack as a good political discussion, between Mircha Meir. You can go learn a couple of Mishnayos, or you could go have a Gishmak and Shmooz.
You can come to our Gemara.
Well, you can have the best of both worlds. And a Chinami, that's the problem. I mean, we don't have enough people by the Gemara here. If people would only know what it is, but then it wouldn't be a Gishmak. It would be a